USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I mean, as long as you keep your mask on, everybody keep their mask on and stuff and stay distanced, I think everything should be all right. I don't expect a lot of people to come out today.
Those comments from a shopper in New York, courtesy of NBC's Today Show. The pandemic may be keeping some Black Friday shoppers from stores, but online sales are continuing to soar. Over $5 billion has been spent online, which is up 22% from last year. Ahead of two key Senate runoffs, President Trump says he'll be visiting the Peach State.
We're going to have a tremendous crowd. They're looking for the right site. Probably we'd love to take one of the big stadiums, but you can't because of the COVID. So we'll have an outdoor form of probably an airport. Most likely it's an airport. They're looking for the biggest space. And we'll have, you know, tens of thousands of people show up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says the delivery of a coronavirus vaccine could be as early as next week or the week after. The president making the announcement during a Thanksgiving video teleconference with members of the military service stationed around the world. The president noting frontline workers and medical personnel and senior citizens will be first in line to receive the vaccine. A lot is being made of people gathering together over the holidays. Dr. Marty McCary is a physician and professor of public health at Johns Hopkins University. He tells Fox News we need to remember one thing.
We knew that this infection had its death or mortality skewed towards comorbidity, but we didn't realize just how skewed it was. And in fact, when we talk about those with advanced age being at increased risk, it's really because advanced age is linear or collinear with comorbidity.
NASA says there is a lunar eclipse coming Sunday night into Monday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
If President Trump loses his legal challenges to the election, it looks like the United States will be back in the Paris Climate Accord. As far as what that looks like,
President-elect Joe Biden has made climate change one of his top priorities, and he says he will rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. President Trump pulled the United States from that treaty in 2017. Economist Stephen Moore says that leaving the accord was the right move, and that going back to it is a policy that puts America last. He told Fox News that the deal does nothing to stop other big polluting countries at the expense of American industry and American jobs.
The Paris Climate Change Treaty is a joke. I mean, the single biggest polluter in the world by far, is China. And it doesn't require China to do anything for another 10 years. Meanwhile, we have to shut down our coal plants. We have to shut down our oil and gas facilities that employ, you know, millions of workers. We have to use more expensive energy while China and India and Russia lap behind our back. So I don't think it's a very wise thing to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is defending President Trump's plan to reduce the number of American troops in Afghanistan, saying removing them from harm's way is the Trump administration's mission set. Pompeo adding that fewer troops on the ground doesn't equate to America's security being compromised. The United States is planning to keep around 2,000 troops in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.